Stories from the past. Stories from the lives of the infallibles. Stories from different parts of the world. On the Lantern.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful, dear friends, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, you are listening to Lantern. We have an interesting story. Horebn Yazid Riahi. Horebn Yazid was a carrier officer in the Kufa army. As a professional soldier, he did not very much concern himself with what he considered to be political issues. His duty, he felt, was to execute the order of his superiors. However, lurking somewhere in that stout military heart was an Islamic conscience. Horebn Yazid and his soldiers met Imam al-Hussein and his companions at a place a few miles outside Kufa. It was midday when the two parties met. Hor and his people had been traveling since morning and were very thirsty. He requested Imam al-Hussein for water for his army. Imam Hussein asked Hazrat Abbas and the others to give Hor and his men water and also to give water to their horses. This must have been a poignant scene. Water bottles being brought out of the saddlebags and the youth pouring water for Yazid's army to quench their thirst. Zuhr prayer, well led by Imam and Hor and his soldiers, joined in. After the prayers, Hor told Imam al-Hussein that his orders were to stop Imam al-Hussein from going to Kufa unless he agreed to give bay'ah, that means swear allegiance, to Yazid. Imam al-Hussein said that he would never give bay'ah to Yazid. Imam Hussein could have fought Hor and his soldiers and forced his way into Kufa, but he did not wish to start any battle. He told Hor that he would take another route and go away from Kufa. Hor said that his orders were to follow Imam al-Hussein, and so followed by Hor and his 1,000 soldiers, Imam al-Hussein and his companions rode in the direction away from Kufa. On the 2nd of Muharram, they reached Karbala. Imam Hussein bowed land there and put up his tents. Hor and his men pitched these camps some distance away. The following day, Umar ibn Sa'd came to Karbala with 4,000 soldiers. On the night of Ashura, Hor was very restless. He could hear the children in Imam al-Hussein's camp cry because of thirst. He began to think, "What have I done? Why did I put the son of Fatima in this position?" Hor, his son, and his slave rode over to Imam al-Hussein's camp. Hor threw himself at Imam al-Hussein's feet, pleading for his forgiveness. Imam Hussein took Hor in his arms and said, "Hor, I forgive you. I assure you that my grandfather, the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, also forgives you." Hor then asked Imam al-Hussein for permission to go and fight the enemies of Islam. Imam Hussein said, "Hor, you are my guest. How can I let you die for me?" Hor insisted. Hor went to the battlefield, and after a valiant fight, he fell and was killed. His son and his slave were also killed. Dear brothers and sisters, accept our sorrow and condolences on the month of Muharram. I invite you to listen to the continuation of this program, Lantern.
Dr. Fakhr Rohani.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Rabbi Nasteen. In this episode, we are going to be concerned with certain aspects of the life and times of Al-Hurr ibn Yazid al-Riyahi. In the beginning, it must be indicated that Al-Hurr ibn Yazid al-Riyahi was a prominent figure and personality in the city of al-Kufa. Initially, he was attached to the governing system, that is the Umayyad hegemony in Al-Kufa. I mean, at that time, great people or dignitaries of a city were expected to be attached to the governing body or governing system or hegemony. And Al-Hurr ibn Yazid al-Riyahi was no exception in this regard. However, Al-Hurr ibn Yazid al-Riyahi was a person who, religiously speaking, believed in the cause of Imam al-Husayn al-Islam and in the pure Islam as represented in Shi'ism. We find that in the beginning, Al-Hurr ibn Yazid al-Riyahi intercepted Imam al-Husayn al-Islam in the vicinity of Al-Kufa and prevented him from reaching Al-Kufa because Imam al-Husayn al-Islam had received around 12,000 letters of invitation from the people of Al-Kufa and translated into present-day political idiom. Those 12,000 letters of invitation meant a large landslide in terms of political campaign. So Imam al-Husayn al-Islam felt it, religiously speaking, necessary and incumbent on himself to answer the call of those people. However, on the way from Mecca to Al-Kufa, Imam al-Husayn al-Islam was intercepted by al-Hurr ibn Yazid al-Riyahi and the small army under him. And this caused Imam al-Husayn al-Islam to divert his itinerary and to go somewhere else. Well, al-Hurr ibn Yazid al-Riyahi didn't want to start any combat or any military clash against Imam al-Husayn al-Islam. And one of the reasons is that when it was time for Salat, Al-Hurr ibn Yazid al-Riyahi stood behind Imam al-Husayn al-Salam and prayed behind Imam al-Husayn al-Salam. And it means that, religiously speaking, he believed in Imam al-Husayn al-Salam. However, politically speaking, he was still attached to the Umayyad government and hegemony.
Lantern.
Under the light of lantern, we look at the story, which indicates a moral aspects of our life.
Well, in a conversation with Imam al-Husayn al-Salam, Al-Hurr ibn Yazid al-Riyahi intended to threaten Imam al-Husayn al-Salam, and when he received a harsh feedback and answer, and in fact a very severe setback of Imam al-Husayn al-Salam, in which Imam al-Husayn al-Salam mentioned and made reference to Al-Hurr ibn Yazid al-Riyahi's mother, Al-Hurr ibn Yazid al-Riyahi never answered anything. I mean, he swallowed his anger and expressed that he wouldn't say anything because Imam al-Husayn al-Salam's mother was none but Hazrat Fatima Zahra Salamullah alayha. Because Imam al-Husayn al-Salam noticed that al-Hurr ibn Yazid al-Riyahi paid respect to Imam al-Husayn's mother, that is Hazrat Fatima Zahra Salamullah alayha, we find that the attitude of Imam al-Husayn al-Salam toward al-Hurr ibn Yazid al-Riyahi changed, and Imam al-Husayn al-Salam never initiated any war against al-Hurr ibn Yazid al-Riyahi and the army under his command. This is because of, I mean, two reasons. First of all, Imam al-Husayn al-Salam was the Imam of peace and peacemaking, and he was never the Imam of initiating any war. This is one. And the second reason is that Imam al-Husayn al-Salam realized that al-Hurr ibn Yazid al-Riyahi was a believer. I mean, religiously speaking, he was a believer. However, from the point of his formal obligations and commitment, he was still on the side of the Umayyads. Several days passed by in this way until it was the day of Ashura. When it was on the day of Ashura in the morning, Al-Hurr ibn Yazid al-Riyahi realized that it wasn't just a military maneuver or a kind of military showing off, or rather it was going to be a very harsh military clash between the two camps. And he noticed that Umar ibn Sa'd initiated the war and shot the first arrow toward the camp of Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam. When al-Hurr ibn Yazid al-Riyahi understood that in that battle, the Umayyad side, more than in 30,000 soldiers would certainly martyr whoever would be on the way in the camp of Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam, Al-Hurr ibn Yazid al-Riyahi realized that any moment he would spend with the Umayyad camp would certainly be regarded as his big crime. Not big sin, but big crime. Because of this, Al-Hurr ibn Yazid al-Riyahi left the files and ranks of the Umayyad camp, where he was a commander, and joined Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam as a simple servant and as a simple soldier.
That was all for today. Thank you very much for joining us. Inshallah, we continue this topic on the next episode. Till then, may Allah bless all of you. Fi amanillah. Ala bi dhikrillahi tatma'innul qulub.